went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We're going to look back into the memorable U.S.-Mexico match from last week and what a match it was, U.S. qualifying for the World Cup for the seventh straight time. We'll have two reports tonight. First, from our own title sponsor and major U.S. soccer supporter, top-notch Tony DiUto, who was at the match in Columbus. And later on, we'll speak with Michael Lewis to get his views on the match. We also got the latest international news and a preview of the UEFA Champions League group stage. It starts this week. Dick Howard will be on to talk about that. And our special guest is the new head coach of the Rochester Lancers, former Milwaukee Wave defender Josh Reif. And now let's bring in Joe Sirianni. I guess I'm going to start calling you Joe Orange Shoes Sirianni instead of Red Card Sirianni.
Oh, you like my orange shoes,
I like
right?
your orange shoes.
I can be seen in the dark. That's why I bought him.
That's right.
Actually, you know, those, when I was in Florida, I liked them. I tried different pairs. Those are the ones that fit the best, so I bought them.
There you go.
But anyway, just soccer, it's indoor soccer, of course, and high school soccer is here. College soccer. And I tell you, Andrew, I miss going to the game. I miss going, you know, look forward to go and see the girls and the guys. And, well, pretty soon we're going to go and see the indoor team. So thanks to Soccer Sam and all this group. I think that life in soccer still lives in Rochester. And I have to make an observation that a lot of compliment goes to Sam because he is a marketing guy. I was at the airport today to pick up my sweetheart. And, you know, on the wall as you go up the elevator over there, no, the escalator, they got Salvatore and they got the Lancers there, you know, which it's a great tribute to the Lancer. And I was overwhelmed by seeing, you know, the moniker and the things. So.
They didn't do that back in the 70s, huh?
No, we didn't have the money.
Well, that's the way it was for the whole time for the Lions, but they with all the perseverance and hard work of the NASL Lancers, they set the stage for what we have here today, three professional sports teams in Rochester and two soccer radio shows.
Let me tell you, you know, those days, the money was spent in appearance, and the money was spent when we traveled. We had, you know, we had the Lancers, the collars on us. So we did well. We were well dressed.
You got to be well dressed. You got to play the part, right?
Exactly.
Well, I know the one gentleman who was always well dressed, either in his top-notch monogramming gear or U.S. soccer jerseys. Our next guest, our first guest tonight, the owner of Top Notch Monogramming, our sponsor, title sponsor here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and someone who has been to so many U.S. national team matches. I'm sure he's lost count. Top Notch Tony DiUto joins us. Tony, how's it going?
Good. It's 47, by the way.
47.
Is that your age? Is that also your age?
I wish.
Well, Tony, I tell you, of course, I watched the game on Tuesday, and I was shaking and, you know,
and praying.
Yeah, exactly, and everything else. But they talked about the announcers talked about how loud it was at Crew Stadium. I was there for the 99 Open Cup, and there was about 4,000 people there, but there were 24,000 there on Tuesday. So tell us about the atmosphere. Tell us what it was like to be there for this match.
I mean, I've been to probably 5 or 6 games in Columbus, but obviously this one was just the atmosphere was unbelievable. I mean, I don't think anybody sat down during the game. Everybody pretty much wearing red, singing constantly. I don't think other than halftime, it was just constant singing and some clever songs and stuff like that. But just couldn't believe it. And we were me and a couple guys that went were wondering what it was like watching it, whether people could hear it, but it was just phenomenal. I mean, we got to the tailgate probably 4 o'clock. I think they opened the gates or the tailgate parking lot at noon, and by the time we got there at 4 o'clock, the place was already jammed. And there was just sponsorship booths everywhere, which I've never seen before. But just, it was unbelievable. It's hard to describe unless you were there. If you're not a fan of soccer, I'm sure if you go to one of these things, you'll become a fan immediately. It was truly incredible.
Tell us about that tailgating, because that brings back memories.
Actually, I went with the Sam's Army supporters, and they're the original supporters, and a couple of the guys that started that were brothers, Mark and, I forgot the other gentleman's name, Chris Spicone out of Buffalo. And, the reason they started is because they were used to go to Lancer games. That's what the story they told us. So that's the first time I've seen them in years, but everywhere. Fans just, there's Mexican fans, but this is the first game that I've gone to, out of, like I said, the 40 or so, that we just outnumbered the Mexican fans. During the game, I don't think we heard any Mexico chants because they were so drowned out. And, the first 15 minutes of the game was iffy, obviously, a couple of chances by the Mexican team, but then after that, it was just all U.S., and the crowd was into it, and even at the halftime, during the halftime at the game, they interviewed Frankie Hajduk and Brian McBride. And you could tell those two guys were pumped up, and they're dancing, singing with the fans. They came over, to the supporter sections. We couldn't find a hotel. The closest we could find a hotel was 15 miles away. And the first thing we did when we went into the hotel, the receptionist asked us, "You guys are here for the U.S. game?" And we weren't wearing any U.S. garb then, but the whole hotel was just U.S. It was 15 miles away. It was close as we could find.
Wow. That's incredible. People ask why the game's in Columbus. That's exactly why the game's in.
Yeah.
It's not the Rose Bowl. They're not drawing 90,000 fans. But you know what?
No.
The important thing is to win the match. And that's what the U.S. has done by the same scoreline every single match in Columbus. It's 2-0.
Yeah,
it could have been 3-0.
And the whole thing before the game, because it was like 92 degrees and muggy. And everybody was like, "Oh, wait a minute! This is more like playing in Mexico than it is, usually with, in Columbus." But, it's hard to describe unless you've been there.
Tony, the game. Obviously, I watched the game on TV, and the first half was kind of iffy. I mean, I think Dos Santos really was doing a tremendous job. I like the way
that was
he plays.
Save.
Yeah, and I thought that the second half, that's when the United States really came into, they start to control in the game, they start to control the midfield. I think that they switched to a 4-4-4, 4-4-2, okay, and instead of what they started with, the 3-5-2 thing or whatever, however it was.
Right.
But anyway, I was really worried because they didn't have Bradley there, and the midfield wasn't working. And how did you see the game?
Well, the first 15 minutes were iffy. We were on the end. We were sitting behind the goal where both U.S. goals were scored. So we were also in the first half where the two Mexico chances, the save on Tosano, the great save by Howard, two great saves. And we couldn't figure it out, like you just said, we couldn't figure out what was going on, why we couldn't get control of the game. And then, after that, the tide just turned, and, whatever they did at halftime, because I don't remember, I don't know, maybe you guys remember, maybe Mike will remember, but I couldn't remember Mexico having a decent shot, if a shot, on goal in the second half. And it was just a complete domination. It was unbelievable.
It was.
It was, yeah.
And you almost wonder if Mexico ran out of gas, especially after the U.S. scored. Eddie Johnson scored on that header. I think it just deflated the Mexicans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, we were right, you know, we were up maybe four or five rows up from right behind the goal. And, you know, as soon as you scored a goal, you know, once you calm down and from screaming and jumping around, and then I just concentrated on the Mexican players' faces and body language, and, you know, you don't want to jinx yourself, but you know you're like, wow, you know, this is pretty much over. But, you know, you didn't want to say that out loud, obviously.
Well, thanks to Mix Discarude and Landon Donovan, the U.S. got the second goal. And then, of course, Dempsey missed the PK. That would have made it 3-0, but it's almost prophetic that it was a 2-0 game.
I got to be honest with you, Andrew. The consensus with us and all the fans around us was that it looked like he missed it. He wasn't really trying for it. He hit it hard. I mean, he crushed the ball because it came flying right at us. And it just, the way he took it and the way he approached it and the way you, I mean, we were watching him, and there's a lot of people just saying, man, that looked like he missed it on purpose, what he did. And I thought he did. But it just wasn't.
Go ahead, Don, finish.
I'm sorry, it just seemed like, obviously it was a 90 minute, maybe he didn't want to rub it in, you know, that type of stuff. But, it was just a weird way he took the kick.
If you look at his stand as he approached the, you know, as he was preparing to take the penalty, his stand, the way he was standing was completely, you know, not the right stand, because he was on his left foot, you know, right. His body was weighted on the left foot, so usually when he start running and it take the ball, it elevate the ball. That's what he did.
It was also the 93rd minute, you know, pretty much the last period of the game. And he was, you know, they were physically with him. I mean, they had two or three guys around him all the time. And they were, you know, whacking him. You know, not whacking him, but they were real physical with him. So I'm sure all that came into play in that.
Well, Tony, I tell you, it must have been incredible. Now the U.S. is in the World Cup. Are you planning on going to Brazil?
Highly doubtful. I'm a little leery of the security situation, but I said the same thing about South Africa, and that turned out to be okay. But, you know, I keep
they got beautiful beaches there.
Yeah, well, I keep reading all
more
these,
than beautiful beaches, but
things there. Well, but never know.
Well, Tony, we appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate you, of course.
Me.
Sponsoring the show as you've done for the past number of years, and we'll certainly be talking more about Top Notch and what's going on with Top Notch as we move along the rest of this year. But again, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate all the commentary.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Molto grazie.
Yeah, grazie, prego.
Yep. Tony DeUto from Top Notch Monogramming, our title sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Dick Howard. We'll talk international soccer news from today. We'll talk about it. And, of course, World Cup qualifying. UEFA Champions League starts this week. We'll get to that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top Notch Monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. Fans who buy at least two club, premium, and sideline season tickets by September 30th will receive a complimentary Broad Street lot parking pass for the next season. Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of excitement.
Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2014. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, as we just heard him, Tony DeUto and Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. 248-2650 is the number. Go down and see Tony. Get your U.S. soccer gear. Talk about the U.S. national team making the World Cup. And if you mention soccer is a kick in the grass, you'll get a 10% discount. Good evening, Dick. How's it going?
Good, Andrew. I'm not going to mention the Battle of the Blues. Okay, we'll just get into European play.
No, that's okay.
Dick, I have to tell you that the first thing that he said, I'm going to hear it from Dick. So go ahead, you give it to him now. He always the boss when his Blues win.
No, it's certainly a team wearing blue came out on top. Not the right team for Mr. Atiti.
For Andrew.
These things happen, Andrew.
Yes, they do, and it was good to see Samuel Eto'o in a Chelsea jersey, and he certainly had his chances, but Everton came through with the victory and knocked Chelsea out of the ranks of the unbeatens. And today we had another match in the EPL. Swansea ended Liverpool's perfect start. They tied 2-2 in Wales, so there is no team now in England with a perfect record and no team with a 0-point record either. So everybody's got a point, and everybody has at least one blemish on their record. Not surprising, Dick, given the talent in the league this year.
No, it's just going to be a long competitive season, and when you add in European competition and World Cup qualifying, of course, top players have a lot of demands placed on them. Obviously, the season shortened a little bit because of the World Cup finals in Brazil, so it's going to be great, and as I say, I can't wait to get things rolling tomorrow with the Champions League.
Wow, and it's got some big matches coming up, and we're going to go through the groups, and you got to wait just a second, Joe. Group B a second with Juventus. Group A, certainly Manchester United is the team to watch there, but Bayer Leverkusen's doing very well right now in the Bundesliga. They're in the top three, so that match at Old Trafford certainly, Dick's going to be an interesting one, and Sociedad and Shakhtar Donetsk, I think, will probably be the also-rans in that group. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's the UEFA Champions League debut for David Moyes, of course, signed over from the Liverpool-based club Everton in the off-season, so it's going to be a tough opening, because any German teams that get into this level of competition are, you know, always going to be tough opponents, and Bayer for Leverkusen are no different. You know, yes, we talk about Borussia Dortmund, we talk about Bayern Munich, but there's some other talented teams in the Bundesliga, and Bayer Leverkusen are one of them.
That's certainly the case, and that'll be the main match tomorrow, Fox Sports 1. It starts at 2:45, and also going to be broadcasted tomorrow will be Bayern Munich against CSKA Moscow. That'll be on the Fox Sports Net, so MSG Plus here locally in the Rochester area. And Galatasaray and Real Madrid in Group B. And we're just talking about Group B. That's going to be quite a match. And Galatasaray, of course, with Didier Drogba, who certainly knows this competition very well, and they're playing at home in Turkey, so they're going to be, I think, going to be tough for Real Madrid with their new signing Gareth Bale, who got on the score sheet this weekend.
Yeah, and the tough opponents. You know, it's a very intimidating atmosphere in their home stadium. So, you know, it's not going to be easy for Real Madrid, but you'd like to think that the quality would come through, but the passion and having a Didier Drogba, of course, on the team certainly helps matters, and I'm sure that Real Madrid will be happy if they just come away with a point from that one. And then Bayern against CSKA Moscow is what you would expect, a home win, but take nothing away from the Russian teams, because they have certainly, as we've seen in recent years, opened their pocketbooks and signed some very expensive players. So then they're not going to be easy opponents.
And Joe, Juve has to go to Copenhagen for first match in Group B.
Copenhagen has been one of the places where, you know, our recent coach, you know, the Conte, has played over there, and he says that there's not going to be an easy game. So they're not underestimating Copenhagen.
It's going to be a tough group. There's three quality teams in Group B. Group C looks like it's Paris Saint-Germain will be the class of that group. Looks like with Benfica, Anderlecht, and Olympiacos, there'll be some battles for the second spot in that group, Dick. It should be interesting.
Yeah, well, it's certainly, and with the new manager Laurent Blanc, of course, PSG have certainly done well in recent years, but again, you know, these away games are so important, you know, whether you're playing a Benfica or an Anderlecht or Olympiacos, they're always tough to play at home. So it will be interesting to see how they come out of that sort of situation. They're playing in Greece, of course, the first game, PSG. So it's the old adage, guys, isn't it? You win your home games, and if you can try and get at least a point from your away games, and you're on solid ground. But some of these stadia are really the 12th man for teams, and Olympiacos I would put in that kind of category. When they are on song and the fans are behind them, they are a difficult team to play against, and PSG will find that, I'm sure, on
Victoria,
Tuesday.
Victoria Pleasant hosts Manchester City. The other match in Group D. So, I mean, City and Bayern certainly the heavy favorites, but City have had a lot of problems in this competition in the past couple seasons.
Yeah, it's, you know, with Manchester City, they've not had too auspicious a debut under the new manager, you know, Pellegrini, but I think that they will come strong. They've got so much depth in the team, and you would expect it to be a two-horse race sort of in that Group D with Bayern Munich, of course, favoured by many people to repeat, but it's always tough to repeat at this level of the game.
And, of course, in Group E, Chelsea, the heavy favorite. We're going to have to talk about that. But now, Basel, Schalke, and Bucharest will go probably play for second place. But, Joe, I know you're going to be watching Group F, the group of death, with Napoli hosting Borussia Dortmund, last year's runners-up.
Let me tell you, Napoli's going to be a tough team because they are really going high right now in the Italian league. They are on top of the table. They got the horses. And, you know, and I think that even though I don't like the coach too much, I think he's doing a good job.
And the other two games seems in that, Marseille and Arsenal. My neighbor, Dan Knuckles Sullivan, is his Arsenal side with Mesut Ozil now on the side. That's going to be a very, very difficult group, and any of those four teams could go through.
Yeah, this is my group of death when you look at, you know, Borussia Dortmund, Olympique de Marseille, again, so difficult, you know, that atmosphere in Dortmund, you know, the Sun Stadium is just incredible. And Arsenal, of course, after a bit of a hiccup in the opening game in the Premiership, are starting to play well. And also, wasn't he superb? I thought that goal that was the first goal that scored, the way he's controlled it and played the ball in, was just superb for that first goal. For Arsenal
of
the weekend.
My neighbor is ecstatic. He is so happy that Ozil is with Arsenal. And I don't know, when Arsenal plays Chelsea, it's going to be a battle between neighbors here, I think. But
yeah.
Group G, boy, Barcelona and AC Milan. I think you have to say too much about that matchup. It's going to be great with Celtic and Ajax, of course, the other two teams in that group. But, Joe, I think Milan is a good bet in that group, I think.
Well, they got Kaká back, so... You know, a lot of hopes are with him, but so far in the last game that they played, he didn't do much, and they depend a lot on Balotelli because he needs to grow up a little bit more and perform.
Yeah, well, it certainly, you look at clubs with such a great tradition in European club competitions. You look at Ajax Amsterdam, of course, and Celtic, as well as, of course, Barca and Milan. It'll, again, be just fabulous atmosphere, all these stadia for the games. And as you say, you look at, yes, Milan and Barcelona would be favoured, but Celtic and Ajax on their day can create upsets. And Celtic had that great come-from-behind sort of victory in getting into the Champions League. And a lot of Scottish fans, of course, hopeful of them having a good run. As with Ajax, the new Ajax, of course, is starting to make its presence felt in Dutch football.
And Wednesday, Chelsea, Basel will be on Fox Sports 2, Barcelona, Ajax on Fox Sports 1, and the Fox Sports Net with MSG Plus locally will have Milan and Celtic. The last group, I think, Dick, is the group of the dead. We have Atletico Madrid, Zenit St. Petersburg, Austria Vienna, and FC Porto. I think those are definitely, there's no star quality, star sides there. So I think, again, any of those four teams could come through in Group H.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That you look at that and to give an out-and-out favorite, you know, Atletico Madrid have shown that they can be competitive. Obviously, against an FC Porto, have always been one of the key teams in Portuguese football. Austria, Vienna, and Zenit. You know, I don't know too much about those teams, but if you're a betting man, you would probably go with Porto and Atletico de Madrid.
It's going to be a long group session, of course, for the Champions League, six matches, and then, and again, anything can happen, as we saw last year with the holders, my boys from Chelsea getting knocked out in the group stage, then going on to win the Europa League. So, of course, Dick, the other big news, and it just boggles my mind how this could possibly happen in this day and age. We talk so much about Cape Verde and what that victory in Tunisia meant to this tiny country, but now they are on the outside looking in because they played an ineligible player, and were just and were forced to forfeit that match. And boy, you, there must have been 500,000 people crying when that news came out.
Exactly, must have been absolutely devastating. And obviously, they have to abide by the rules and proving that they had an ineligible player, but. After such a magnificent performance in Tunisia, you really feel for them because they had a chance of getting onto the world stage, and it would have been an incredible story if they had in fact made it. And now you've gone from that to absolute despair with the decision made by FIFA.
Yep. Well, you know, you wonder, Dick, in this day and age, Andrew and I were talking about before, I mean, how could something happen like this? I mean, I remember in those days that, in the days that we played, there was no computer, there was nothing accessible as there is right now, information-wise, and, you know, all you got to do is Google the guy's name, and you know where it is.
It's so true. Yeah, it should not happen at all. Obviously, an administrator has made a mistake with regards to. I haven't read closely all the things that happened, but to say the decision, I was so saddened. You know, I was obviously surprised with what had gone on and what had happened, but I was really saddened because you need those. David and Goliath stories, and whether it be in club football or in on the world stage, and it would have been tremendous for the association. And now, of course, it's going to make it even more difficult to get back into that stage again.
One more thing that I mentioned, you did have the draw for the final round in Africa, and boy, what a matchup it's going to be. Egypt, coached by Bob Bradley, the former U.S. coach, against the nemesis of the U.S., Ghana, and of course, Frank Odoi. I don't think he's happy with this draw. Those two powerhouses are going to play, and one of them will make it, and one of them won't. They got Ivory Coast against Senegal, two more powers, Ethiopia against Nigeria, Tunisia against Cameroon, and Burkina Faso against Algeria. But certainly that Egypt-Ghana will be the highlight.
It really is. And you say it's a tough one for Bob Bradley. He's done exceptionally well in getting them into this situation. But Ghana has shown in recent years that they're starting to get back into a, you know, a little bit of a dominance, because they certainly at age group tournaments, with FIFA age group tournaments, they've done exceptionally well. And on the world stage, as we know, the drama with the game against Uruguay, where they could have become the first African team to get to the semi-final, but it was not to be. And now it's going to be tough. It's going to be a very interesting home and away series with those two teams, as well as with the others, because there's so much at stake.
Yep. Certainly. So, Joey, one more thing?
Yeah, one more thing, Dick. The change in Toronto, what do you make of it?
The scenario in Toronto is one where it's work in progress on the field, and a situation that has occurred where a team not doing well, you know that usually it's the coach and his staff that depart, but in this case it was not. It was the executive who was in charge of soccer operations, and it really surprised a lot of people, because in the minds of a lot of people, of course, they felt that there should be some blame painted at the coaching staff. But to my mind, I'm glad that they have made the decision to keep the coaching staff, because I think they need time. He didn't have his players that he wanted right from the word go, and in the off season they promised that they would get you know, some top quality players, especially up front. So we'll wait and see. But it's certainly been a real roller coaster of a season, and we were just four wins thus far, obviously not ideal, and it's been affected in attendances, unfortunately.
Well, I think we'll certainly be watching that in Toronto, the whole situation there. And it's, you know, the Toronto deserves better. They've supported this side for the entire number of years they've been in existence, and it's just been one disaster after another. Hopefully somebody can get in there. I don't know, Dick. I think maybe they might have to call on you to right the ship. I think you could get things in order over there at Maple Leaf Entertainment.
Well, there's many people, and I think with Tim Lewicki, you know, the big man who's come in from L.A., and he certainly got his mind as to what he wants, and it remains to be seen. But certainly over the season, it's been a very frustrating season for fans of TFC. Hopefully it will be righted for next season, because especially in Canada, where we, you know, there's just the three MLS teams, and with Montreal looking as they're in the playoffs, and hopefully Vancouver, Toronto have not even got into the playoffs in their years of existence, which is a real shocker, but these things happen.
Well, Dick, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll have you on at 7 p.m. for the next few weeks, as I know your schedule is a little tight, so everybody make sure to listen in for the International Report with Dick Howard at 7 o'clock during our show in the upcoming weeks. So, Dick, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you next
week.
Ciao
for now.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and when we return, we'll be joined by the new head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Josh Reif, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for America's Morning Show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I love this music. The show will be coming back on the air very soon, by the way. One of my favorite shows, Hawaii 5-0. And we're making Hawaii 5-0 because our guest here from the Rochester Lancers is a native of Hawaii, and hopefully I'll be retiring there someday way down the road.
Is that where you want
to
go?
Yes. Well, that's my wife also wants to go, and I want to go with her. So
that's a good idea.
And we're very happy to have with us a Hawaii native and former member of the Milwaukee Wave and now that new head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Josh Reif. Josh's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. The home opener is November 16th, Saturday evening, 7 p.m. against the defending champion, Baltimore Blast. Call 872-KICK to get your season tickets for this upcoming Lancer season. Josh, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, pleasure, Josh, and welcome to Rochester.
I called here,
oh,
right?
Hey. How you doing? Sorry, can you hear me?
Wisconsin called as well, so this is a little mild.
That's right.
Now, are you still in Milwaukee right now, or are you going to be coming to Rochester or to permanently, or are you going to be sort of the commuting thing?
No, I will. Actually, as I'm talking to you now, I'm in Texas, where it's plenty warm here right now. But we'll be making the move. The family will all be heading up there to make the permanent move. Before the season starts.
And remember, Josh, everybody that comes to Rochester stays in Rochester because they like the city and the good opportunities.
And Joe can attest to that because, Joe, when you moved to Rochester from
Wisconsin as well.
How about that? Way back in the old days.
Yeah, back a few years ago, yeah.
Back in the happy days.
Right.
But, Josh, tell us about how you came to be the coach of the Lancers. What made you decide to make the move from a player to a full-time coach?
I think a big part of that, gets a couple factors. As far as playing was concerned, I'd played for a number of years, 19 seasons between indoor and outdoor. I had a great career, and so I was getting to the point where I was looking to transition, and I think that the natural, probably the most natural transition is into coaching, And so, when this opportunity came up, it definitely sparked my interest. And after some discussions with Sam and Rich in the office there, it just seemed like it was going to be a good fit. And so I thought a great opportunity, and let's go for it.
Well, we're very happy that you're here, and certainly you've been a player under the, I think, recognized the best indoor coach in the United States, the coach of the national team, futsal national team, and Milwaukee Wave, Keith Tozer. So what have you learned from Keith, and how are you going to apply what you've learned from him to your first head coaching job?
Oh, yeah. Coach Tozer is an unbelievable coach. The one thing, I think there are many things, but I would say right off the bat, preparation. Coach works tirelessly to make sure that come game time, it's not going to be a lack of preparation or a lack of information that's going to keep us from being successful. At come game time, it's a matter of execution, of kind of implementing the game plan that he puts together. So if that's the one thing is, he just worked really hard and did his homework to make sure that as players, we had all the tools we needed, to get results on the field.
Just for the sake of our listeners and my own interest, tell us a little bit about the strategy that goes in preparing players for the games indoor. I mean, we know what the ultimate goal is, that to score goals, but there is more intricate things that goes with the preparation of players, the zone and all that kind of thing. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I think, obviously indoor being a very quick game, one of the hard things, or one of the things that maybe new players don't understand is, that everything, there's just so much more precedence put on being able to do things in one and two touch. And especially when you, on the offensive end, when you're looking to get a shot off, you don't have time to take two or three preparation touches. And so on the flip side of that, Knowing players' strong foots and their tendencies really, I think, gives you an advantage to hopefully on the defensive side to take away opportunities for them to get shots off. I think that's one of the big things. And I think every team has their strengths. You know that a team like Baltimore, they're a veteran team, they're a smart team, but they're really good in possession. And so you have to understand that if you don't take care of the ball, against a team like Baltimore, you're going to be playing defense a lot. And come the fourth quarter, your legs are going to feel that. I think a team like Kansas City or Missouri, I apologize, Missouri Comets, they've got a lot of youth and they like to run. So if you're again not prepared for a little bit of an up and back game or trying to manage tempo, things like that, you're going to find yourself, having a long day at the office. So, I think just looking at tendencies of teams, tendencies of players, I think that goes a much, much longer way in preparation and really is important when looking to game plan and prepare for games.
Well, Josh, the schedule came out today for the MISL. It was only 20 games this year, so not a lot of wiggle room for getting into the playoffs. The top four out of the seven teams will get in. The two new teams are Pennsylvania playing out of Reading, Pennsylvania, and the St. Louis Ambush getting back into the St. Louis market where they had such great teams back in the day with Slobo Ilyevsky and the St. Louis Steamers and the old MISL. But the Lancers have six matches against Syracuse, four against Baltimore and Pennsylvania, then two against Milwaukee, Missouri, and St. Louis. But the first match, Baltimore, the defending champions, you know them as well as anybody, team the Lancers have never beaten. What do the Lancers need to do to take home a victory against Baltimore?
You said it. Starting out the gates, defending champs, I've always like the idea you got to beat the best to be the best. So I think I'm excited about that challenge, right out the gates. What do you do? There's going to just, I think execution early on. I mean, it's going to be early in the year. I don't think any team is going to be quite, at mid-season, obviously not at mid-season form at this point. But I think if we can do things to be as on top of our game as we can, I think one of the big things for the players coming in that have already been communicating with them is our fitness level, because hopefully we don't have to spend time doing those things and we can get into the tactics of it. And, that's just going to set us up, physical preparation is going to set us up, for the long run, prevent injuries. You just see a lot of these things happen early in a season. And so as I look to that, I think that's a very, very simple thing and something that we directly can control. It doesn't matter what Baltimore does, it doesn't affect our physical preparation.
Well, Josh, we certainly are very happy that you're here in Rochester, and we thank you for being on the show. We'll definitely have you on again before the season starts to talk more about the players once we get to everybody in camp and we see who's going to be on the Lancers this season. But have fun in Texas, and we look forward to having you here in Rochester.
All right, guys, thanks a lot for having me on, and I look forward to talking to you guys in the future.
I'm looking forward to meeting you personally, Josh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You guys have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Bye. Josh Reif, the new head coach of the Rochester Lancers on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, it'll be the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll go down to New York City and speak with Michael Lewis next on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
On telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? And you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, good evening. How's it going?
I'm very good, Andrew. How are you doing with Joe?
I'm doing good, Mike, and you?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you today. On the 4th.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 4th of October.
So am I. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and being up in Rochester again.
Have some good food and enjoy.
We should mention what's going on October 4th. The U.S. Soccer or U.S. Soccer Amateur Cup champion from 1963, the Italian American Sport Club, is celebrating the 50th anniversary of that victory that propelled professional soccer in Rochester for the the Rochester Lancers. October 4th, it's going to be at the Italian-American Sport Club, obviously,
right,
at dinner, and they'll be honoring the members of that 1963 team. We'll have more information next week on that.
Exactly.
So, Michael, U.S.-Mexico, 2-0 once again. You predicted it, and thanks to Clint Dempsey for missing that penalty kick, or you would have gotten the score wrong. But, boy, U.S. in the World Cup again, I'm sure you're happy and excited about going to Brazil to cover our national team.
Well, yes, I am. I've been fortunate to be at all seven games/events that qualified the U.S. for the World Cup, including the FIFA awarding the 1994 World Cup to the United States in 1988. The funny thing about Dempsey and the penalty kick, I'm in the press box behind the goal that he's going to be shooting at, and I'm starting to moan saying he's going to ruin my lead, and I'm not the only one saying it because everyone's got 2-0 in our leads or somewhere up high in the story. And I think someone from the Columbus Dispatch said it was like the ghost of Columbus Crew Stadium that made him miss it. And if you would have told U.S. Soccer you would beat Mexico 4 times in a row in a World Cup qualifier and qualify twice, for Soccer's Promised Land, they would have said, "Where do we sign up?
and it's got to be fiction because something like that cannot be real. But it was one of those experiences, again, where the U.S. scores the first goal, they are empowered, and Mexico loses its confidence, and boom, it's 2-0.
Mike, you know, as we were talking before, you know, watching the game on TV, you know, the first half was almost all of Mexico. You know, they had a lot of stamina. They were running around. They controlled the ball. They had a couple of good shots on goal that Howard saved. But the second half, you know, they ran out of steam. I don't know what happened.
You know, I think after Eddie Johnson, Eddie Johnson's goal in the 49th minute, I think that took so much of the wind out of their sails. It was almost like saying, oh, we've got to chase the game again, and, you know, here we go again. And I really think it's the mentality of the team. Regardless who would be coaching that game, if they didn't score first or get a break, they were going to be in trouble. And as we all know, they're in really, really big trouble for the World Cup. Nothing is assured, and maybe they'll be lucky to finish fourth and get in a playoff with New Zealand in November. That's the long, long road to the World Cup in so many ways, because New Zealand's on the other side of the world.
That's right, and the Mexicans have already a new coach. Luis Fernando Tena last did all of 90 minutes. Victor Manuel Vucetic, the former head coach of Monterrey, the CONCACAF Champions League champions for three times over, he will be coaching Mexico against Panama on October 11th, and that's the match. Mexico, if they beat Panama, they'll pretty much be assured of getting in. But if Panama right now has the advantage, if they can tie at the Azteca, then they will have that fourth sub, be in that fourth position, and Mexico would have to win or get a better result than Panama in Costa Rica. But of course, Panama has to play the United States in their last match, playing at home. So, and Jamaica's not even out of it yet. They still have an outside chance to get in. So, it's very, very exciting.
No, definitely. And yes, the Panama at Mexico match on October 11th is the match, no doubt about it. The fact that Mexico just can't get a victory at home is mind-boggling at a place that used to be the scourge of CONCACAF. Now it's like you step in there and you get a point already. I know I'm over-exaggerating that. And I'll tell you this, even though Costa Rica is qualified, I think they're going to pack their national stadium 4 days later on October 15th for the Mexico game because, quite frankly, for all the stuff you hear of the Costa Ricans dumping on the U.S., they're not that very fond of Mexico either in soccer. So don't be surprised if you hear of similar stories. There's a scenario that Mexico needs to beat or get a point from Costa Rica in that final game, the fans there might make life a little miserable for them on and off the pitch.
And Joe, I know you want to quickly, before we run out of time, talk about the New York teams. We've got some first place teams here.
I mean, what happened, Mike?
I'm not used to covering first place teams, I'll tell you that. Not with covering the Metro Stars / Red Bulls through the years. They deserve it. You know, they played well. The Cosmos are still looking for their first victory on the road. They've only scored, I think, once in three games on the road, but they've done enough at home to secure first place, and that's the bottom line. Whether you win by one goal or 20 goals, you still get 3 points for a win. The Red Bulls, give rookie head coach Mike Pecky a lot of credit for keeping the team together, putting his foot down after he had that dust-up, with Henri benching him for the first half and several minutes afterwards against DC United. He did what he had to do, showing who was boss. And also, if he didn't do that, he'd get a reputation of being a soft coach throughout the league. So it was. I think he did the right thing there. At the moment, it looks like it has unified the team, or at least it's gotten the team in the right trajectory. We'll see how far this will go. We have been teased in the past. When I say we and people in New York, teased in the past by the Red Bulls, some interesting, promising, encouraging stretch runs, and they flop in the playoffs. They haven't done too well in the playoffs through the year, so we'll see.
Well, maybe things change.
And the Cosmos, if they can win the second half, they'd play Atlanta for the NASL title. So very exciting times coming up, Mike, and we'll talk to you more about that next week, okay?
Hey, looking forward to it, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Joe, will I take a drink of water and say a couple words?
Anyway, as soccer, we're approaching the end of our show. We want to thank all the people that can make the show possible, all our sponsors. We want to thank Mike, and we want to thank
Dick Howard and Tony DeJuto, of course.
Tony DeJuto, of course, one of our best friends.
That's right.
And one of our best friends.
Thank you, Lancers, Rich Randall, Josh Reif, the new head coach. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.